I'm Gene DeLisio with a Mirrorwood Conference sports update for Thursday, May 29th from WOSQFM.com. Mirrorwood Conference baseball teams in action on Thursday. In regular season contests, Edgar plays at Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Riblake is at Marathon and Newman at Bowler. Other Mirrorwood Conference baseball teams play today in WIAA regional quarterfinals. In Division 3, Shawamigan is at home against Balsam Lake Unity. Phillips visits Maple Northwestern. Stratford plays at home against Colfax, and Auburndale also at home against Durand, Arkansas. In Division 4 baseball on Thursday, Prentice is at home against Winter Birchwood. Athens plays at home against Lake Holcomb Cornell, and the Assumption Royals also at home to take on Marion. Also on Thursday, WIAA softball regional finals. In Division 4, Stratford is at home against McDonnell. Phillips plays at Clayton Turtle Lake. Marathon is at Pacelli and Auburndale at Assumption. In Division 5 softball on Thursday, Athens at Thorpe and Riblake is at home against Prairie Farm. Stratford's Easton Kilty is signing as a free agent with the NFL New Orleans Saints. Easton is a Stratford High School graduate from 2020 and signed with North Dakota, where he played 4 years of college football, and then he started 35 straight games for North Dakota as a redshirt freshman, sophomore, and junior between 2021 and 2023. He was all-conference honorable mention in the Missouri Valley Conference as a junior. He then transferred to Kansas State for his senior year, starting all 13 games for the Wildcats last season at left tackle. Easton was named All-Big 12 second team in 2024 and also honorable mention Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year. Easton also has twice received All-Conference academic honors from both the Big 12 and the Missouri Valley. He has played left tackle, and right guard during his college football career. Now, several NFL teams did show interest in Easton prior to this year's draft.
I was getting calls before the draft and during the draft, actually, like just O-line coaches from different teams just like saying, just be ready in case you get drafted and stuff. And I knew I was going to be a late day three pick, either in the sixth or seventh round. And then I knew if that didn't happen, like I'd have an opportunity right after to sign with a team. So I knew going into what to expect. And like I'm grateful for the opportunity I got with the Saints. So going forward, that's where I'll be.
Yeah. So do you know? Did you do any like team visits?
No, all I did was a local pro day with the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's all I did.
Okay. So then the call came in yesterday?
Yeah, so I talked to their O-line coach with the Saints, and they had two picks in the seventh round. He said he was pushing to try to draft me in those two picks, but if not, I was just going to sign with them. As an undrafted free agent, so, and that's ended up what happened.
Your reaction to getting signed?
Yeah, man, I'm grateful for the opportunity and excited that this whole process is over and I can actually focus on one team now, so I'm happy for that.
Stratford's Easton Kilty, now a member of the NFL New Orleans Saints. And that is our Mirrorwood Conference Sports Update for Thursday, May 29th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.